Hi, I'm Becca, and this is my husband, Gabe.
That's me.
Welcome to the podcast celebrating Jack Russell Terrier dogs.
And all the joys of companionship with canines of every kind.
Each week, we'll explore all the heartfelt, humbling, and hilarious stories that only dog parents can truly relate to. We're Jack Russell parents. Dracopose, say cheese. Okay, hold that. Stay still. Okay, great. Show me those puppy eyes. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, you want this treat? You want the treat? Okay, now think of peanut butter. Peanut butter. See the squirrel? Okay, give me those angry eyes. Angry eyes. That's it. That's it. All right. You're doing awesome. Puppy parents, have you ever had trouble getting your pup to pose for a photo shoot?
We sure have. If I had a dollar for every blurry picture of Carson's behind, I'd have a few $100.
Yes, oh, wow, we'd be rich. Well, in celebration of National Dog Photography Day, the 26th of June, we are digging into dog photography hacks from professional dog photogs, sharing three beautiful and fun dog photography books, introducing a new segment, Insta Dog of the Week, can't wait, and lastly, sharing some wonderful puppy parent replies to the question, what's your best dog photography trick?
Up first, how do you perfectly capture your best furry buddy in a photo? The number one tip for doggy portraits is unanimous across all our research. Your dog will need to know how to sit and stay. That's number one.
Well, there's our first problem. I'm just kidding. Carson can sit and sometimes stay. And after we master these two basic tricks, BarkPost.com has a fun article called 13 Tips for Taking the Greatest Pics of Your Dog.
We're going to cover just three of the tips, and you can find the rest on jackrussellparents.com/blog. The first tip, get your dog's attention. Call his or her name, make sounds they respond to, and talk to them to get them to look at the camera if that's what you want. You can also use treats. Dogs will almost always look right at the treat. If you have an assistant, even better, have them hold the treat where you want the dog to look. And don't forget to reward your pup for being a good model. You got to give him the treat at the end.
Yes, you do. And I like to use the look at me command. I point my finger at my face and say, look at me. And although sometimes he ignores that too, you know.
And, depends on his attitude.
And he looks off into the distance like he's gazing at the horizon. But Gabe, you found the best way to get Carson to look at the camera.
Yeah, I say, do you wanna? Because do you wanna is usually followed by something that Carson really enjoys, like peanut butter or going to the dog park. So if I just begin the sentence, do you wanna, I don't even have to finish it. He looks right at me. He does that cute little dog head turn, mm-hmm. And it's just adorable.
The head tilt is the best. Next step, get your dog to smile. This is so important for us because Carson's resting face looks mopey.
Resting mopey face.
BarkPost suggests an easy way to get them to give you that big grin is to take them for a quick run or a game of tug of war. Have them chase you around the house or the living room or have some sort of quick 5-minute play session. An active dog is a happy dog and will likely flash you a huge smile after settling down.
Now, when we take pictures, we just use our cell phones. The benefit of using a cell phone is you almost always have it at the ready. But what about those puppy parents that have the fancy cameras? You know, they can benefit from this next tip, which is shutter speed. It's always important.
Yes. We all know our dogs like to move around, which is a challenge when trying to catch the best shot. A faster shutter speed will help. With a faster speed, there will be less light caught by the lens. So balance this out based on how much natural lighting you have available. So outdoor photos with fast shutter speeds make for beautiful portraits. But then an indoor with low light, you're at a huge disadvantage. And this makes a lot of sense because as we will see in the upcoming dog photography books, the action shots are usually taken outside because there's a whole lot of beautiful natural light. And finally, FreshPet.com has a great blog post, Training Pets to Pose for Photos, which has some super helpful tips for all puppy parents, regardless of your photography skill level. Whether you're snapping shots for a book or just your family album, these tips will help. First, time your photo session. If you want your dog to remain calm and relaxed, time your session for maybe after a long walk. Alternatively, if you're looking for an action-packed shot, hold your photo shoot early in the day when they have lots of energy.
That's a great idea. And the second tip from FreshPet.com is take way more photos than you need. The more shots you take, the more likely you'll end up with multiple amazing photos.
Mm-hmm. And you're good at this because you'll grab my cell phone and snap, 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 snap. And then I'm like, wow, there's 50 photos. Now I've got to delete half of them.
You're welcome.
Third, lose the flash. Avoid the strange alien eyes that a flash can give your pup and opt for a warm, natural light instead. Skipping the flash is also less stressful on your pet, right? It's less stressful on me, too. I don't love a flash. Speaking of, we'll be back in a flash with three amazing dog photo books that you'll want to get your paws on right away. I had an awesome puppy parent connection the other day. I was rocking my Jack Russell Parents t-shirt in the grocery store, and because of it, I struck up a great conversation with a lady. And not only did she think my shirt was super cute, she too had a JRT named Wags.
And that's a great name. I love it when slogans like Dog Mom, Dog Dad, or Jack Russell Parents bring people together.
Me too. And one of my favorite prints is Jack Russell Terriers. Not a breed, a calling.
Yeah, raising a JRT just might be the highest calling of all.
Yeah. So are you a proud puppy parent that wants to connect with other puppy parents? Or do you simply like super cute doggy attire to go with your summer shorts? Either way, we have what you need at the Jack Russell Parents Store.
All our awesome prints come in a variety of t-shirts, hoodies, baby onesies, laptop sleeves, even coffee mugs. Your choice.
To join the doggy squad, check out all the rad merch options at jackrussellparents.com. Simply click on Shop at the top and place your order. Go get 'em, puppy parents!
We're back, and in honor of National Dog Photography Day, we have three stunning photography books that capture our furry companions beautifully.
First up is The Year of the Dog by Vincent J. Moosey. Amazon's description says it best. Discover the stunning collection of photographs that shows the majesty, playfulness, and joy that is man's best friend. As a National Geographic photographer taking pictures of lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, was a regular day's work for Vincent. But in 2017, he gave himself a new challenge. Dogs. Using the same lighting and photographic techniques he uses for his National Geographic photography, Moosey spent a year shooting portraits of dogs and compiling them into a book complete with all of the tail wags, wet noses, and dogs of all shapes and sizes. I just think that these pictures are absolutely beautiful. They are true portraits, right? They really capture the essence of the dog. There's nothing behind them that's distracting, right? There's no scenery. It makes them, just like it says, very majestic.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Very regal, elegant. Mm-hmm. It's like something you would see hanging in a castle somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like the royal pup's portrait next to the king's portrait.
Yeah, beautiful. Next, we have Treat! Exclamation point in all caps by Christian Fila. Here's another perfect Amazon description. This adorable and hilarious collection of dog photographs captures our furry best friend anticipating catching, some more successfully than others, and enjoying a scrumptious tidbit. Christian caught dozens of eager dogs at one of their favorite moments, treat time. From a tenacious terrier to a goofy golden retriever, these often hilarious and surprisingly beautiful photographs capture each dog's unique personality in a way any dog owner will recognize and that all dog lovers can enjoy. Yes. It's just ridiculous.
These photos really just crack me up. I mean, I think it's the look in the dog's eyes, right? There's this treat coming at them, and some of them look determined, like they're going to get it. Some even look a little bewildered, like, what? Where's this coming from? And then others slightly terrified, right? Like they might miss it.
Yeah. Like if they don't catch it in the air, it'll disappear.
Yes, it's so so funny.
It's this blend of like shock, awe, excitement, fear. It's just hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you guys gotta look this book up and you gotta get it. It's
treat
so funny.
Exclamation point.
You need a good laugh at the end of the day. Get this book. It's fantastic. Next, we have award-winning pet photographer and animal rights activist Seth Castile, who brings us Underwater Dogs. And the Amazon description explains, from the water surface, it's a simple exercise. A dog leaps, there's a splash, and then a wet head resurfaces with a ball, triumphant. But beneath the water is a chaotic ballet of bared teeth and bubbles. Paddling paws, fur and ears, billowing in the currents. From leaping lab to diving dachshund, the water is where a dog's distinct personality shines through. Some lounge in the current, paddling slowly, but others arch their bodies to cut through the water with the focus and determination of a shark.
Yeah, the variety of photos in this book is just, it's stunning. It's just like the other one, right? Each,
yeah.
Depending on the personality of the dog, the photo comes out way, way different. And some are kind of scary, like they want to kill that ball, and yes. Others are like, I'm not going to get it.
Yes, so funny. And there are more than 80 portraits in this book. So I have to say, these books are awesome coffee table books for any dog lover.
I wish we could have coffee table books.
As long as your dog is not into chewing or eating books, get one, put it on your coffee table for your guests to be entertained. So get your copies today. They are all easily found on Amazon. Now hang tight, because our new special Insta Dog of the Week segment is coming up. Aloha Mama Apparel wants to spread the spirit of aloha. Genesis Belote, the creator of Aloha Mama Apparel, was born on the mainland and resides in Southern California. But she cherishes her Hawaiian culture and honors the half of her family that lives on the island. She loves being a mama and a designer. At Aloha Mama, they know being a mama is hard work, but it's the best work. That's why they style mamas and kiddos in apparel that is bright and filled with beachy vibes. For the cutest casual attire celebrating the spirit of aloha, go to shopalohamama.com. That's shop, A-L-O-H-A-M-A-M-A.com. Shopalohamama.com. It's time. This is so fun and perfect timing, since this is the dog photography episode. We are introducing a new podcast segment called Insta Dog of the Week. With so many dog accounts to follow, where do we begin?
I begin by clicking follow on all of them.
Oh, well, that's definitely a choice. And additionally, we want to give some extra love to Insta Dogs that are sure to brighten up your feed with great puppy pics.
Our very first Insta Dog of the Week is a rough coat Parson Russell Terrier named Monty. You can find Monty on Instagram at Monty the Parson.
His bio reads, "The adventures of a four-pawed mischief maker as he grows up. I was born on August 18th, 2017, for those of you who want to send cards, treats, and presents."
Double exclamation point.
He wants us to celebrate his birthday with him. So let's pop over to his page and see what mischief he's getting up to.
First of all, he's just straight up adorable.
He is. Oh my goodness. You know, it just looks like he has a little furry little beard, you know? Oh my gosh. And there's a lot of pictures of him passed out on his back, you know, sleeping with his legs in the air and his little spotted belly. So cute. Oh, he's on a treadmill, but he's not walking. He's lying on it. Tells you a lot.
Oh man, he gets a lot of good naps in.
He does. But he also, as you can see from these pictures, he gets a lot of outdoor time. Looks like he gets to go to the beach a lot, go hiking. So no wonder he's passed out.
You could just see the joy and playfulness in his face when he's awake.
When he's awake, yeah.
My favorite photo is the one where Monty and his human are walking down this road in the English countryside. You see the just where the tires go, and there's grass between. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Nice photo.
They're having a good time. One of my favorite photos, as a matter of fact, I think it's a video. Yes, it's a video. And it's Monty getting into the grocery
bag. I know you were going to pick that one.
Because Carson does the same thing. We bring home the groceries, right? We pile them on the floor. And then he gets his nose in there.
All the way to the bottom of the bag.
Uh-huh. And he's checking it out. So this is a cute video of Monty doing the exact same thing.
Must run in the blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a cute guy.
It's just a lot of fun photos.
That was our first Insta Dog of the Week, Monty the Parson. Be sure to follow this stinking cute pup at Monty the Parson. That's M-O-N-T-Y, the Parson. If you would like to be considered for Insta Dog of the Week, tag us at JRT Podcast in an image. We would love to let the world know about your adorable pups, Graham, and help make them Insta famous.
It's now time for Puppy Parent Replies. We asked other puppy parents, what is your best dog photography trick? And the answers, as always, are a bundle of fun. Starting with Lisa J, hold a piece of ham in front of him. And there's an adorable dog licking his lips.
With a gold bow around his neck. So cute. Joni P. says, I'm actually a photographer and there's an app called Ears Up, originally made for horses, that has different sounds that includes squeaky toy sounds, horse sounds, cat and dog sounds. She says it works pretty well. When I had my JRT, he was pretty treat oriented, so I could hold up a treat and tell him to hold and he would stay in a pose. I think that sounds really interesting, right? Because as we talked about earlier, and as we saw from a lot of puppy parent replies, getting them to pay attention, right, is the one of the hardest things. So to have that app already in your phone, that's pretty cool.
That sounds good, especially if you're taking pictures with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa S. says, hang a piece of salami over your phone. Works like a charm. Lol. As long as it's not on the camera part.
Nice and greasy.
Camera's covered in grease.
So obviously we see a trend. We talked about ham. We talked about treats. And now we're talking about salami. So I think...
Salted cured meats.
that's the secret. Jamie O says, catch them when they're being quiet and still. Good luck. You have to have the camera ready at all times.
I think that's why most people that have Jack Russell pages have a lot of pictures of them sleeping because...
Yes. Right.
We have almost no pictures of Carson when he's little because it was just a blur in the camera, always.
Mm-hmm.
Carla S. says, if they are doing something I want a picture of, I have to pretend to be texting on my phone or else they'll stop what they're doing as soon as my phone comes out. Carson does the same thing.
He does. He's like, oh, you wanted to capture that? Sorry.
No pictures, please. No pictures.
I've had enough. Emily B. says, start them young so they get used to it. Right. That's great advice. Let them smell the camera, smell your phone, get used to being around it.
That's what Susan Light said from Doggy Jojo on the training episode that we did a few weeks back. You have to condition them when they're young.
Right, right.
Kieran H. says, making strange and weird animal noises or blowing raspberries at them always does the trick. So if you don't want to do that, use the app, just use your mouth.
Yeah. I like the blowing raspberry part. I've never tried that with Carson. How do you do that?
And there's a picture of two cute little Jacks.
Those fuzzy faces. They're so cute. Lastly, Ryan H. says, no need for tricks when they're this cute. And it's a picture of his two little Jacks tucked in with a blanket with their little paws over the top. They're so cute. I agree with you there. When they're that cute, pictures just come out right. So thank you for your insight and love. Your replies are guiding others on their puppy parenthood journey. So I bet you, like these other puppy parents, can't resist taking pics of your beloved fur babies all the time. Our handsome boy Carson gets his picture taken pretty much every day. We love seeing all your sweet pups on social media, so keep snapping, tapping, and sharing. The world needs a little extra cuteness right now. Did you enjoy this episode? Did you learn from the content? Or did you just have a good, relatable laugh? Well, now what? It's time to subscribe, follow, keep listening, and give a positive review on the Apple Podcast app. Then share the podcast with other puppy parents. This will allow us to connect you and your friends with fun, dog-loving content week after week. Until next time, this is Becca and Gabe, the Jack Russell parents.
Say bye, Carson.
We'd love to connect with you online at jackrussellparents.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JRT Podcasts. That's at JRT for Jack Russell Terrier Podcast.
The Jack Russell Parents Podcast is produced by Earball Audio.
Jack Russell Parents is brought to you in part by Super Chewer. From the makers of BarkBox, Super Chewer is a themed monthly delivery of toys and treats made especially for dogs who play harder and demand a challenge. Simply go to jackrussellparents.com and click the Super Chewer link to enjoy their great offers while also supporting our podcast.